It's Homegrown Radio, Real 92.3. We back at it. Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head.
Yes, sir.
5 Yo Foreign in the building with us right now, man.
Man, his voice changed straight to radio voice.
Exactly. Turn that shit on.
That shit was crazy. Yeah. That's fire. Hey, I wish I could do that.
You can do it. Try it. Say Homegrown Radio.
Hey, yo, it's Homegrown Radio. It's 5 Yo Foreign. Move right about. You know how he's doing it. Something, man.
Yo, you were saying a second ago how like you like actually doing interviews and talking to the people more than, you know, more than the music.
Yeah. This is more fun than making. I used to like making the music. But this is better.
Why?
This is like chilling. And what do I do in the home? Like,
right.
That's what I do when I'm chilling with the gang.
So when you in the booth, you feel like it's more pressure than actually just having conversation.
Nah, that's more fun too. But this is more like not work.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like not work. This is chilling.
Got you.
I'm gonna be honest with you, man. You got me on. I was just telling him today. Yeah. You got me actually to press play on Ye's album again.
Damn.
Facts. You know what?
He did say that.
He did say that because he wasn't fucking with Ye.
Damn.
He was off of it.
I was off of it.
He was like, we was on the radio earlier. He said
that shit. I wasn't a fan of it. Like, I'm just, to me, it just,
to each his own. What type of music do you like?
I mean, well, I'm biased. I like LA shit. I'm West Coast out, so I have my own vibe that I'm into. I love Ye. But I feel like you have to listen to it the same way that I feel like people compare Kendrick's first and second album, right?
Yeah.
You know, Good Kid, Mad City and The Pimp a Butterfly.
Right.
The same way people compare that, you have to listen to it in a different way. So it's like, I wasn't listening to it with that same mind frame at first. So it's like, I feel like it would be...
It's like a modern day Bob Marley spiritual worship music, but when Bob Marley did his music, right? Mm-hmm. It was like gospel worship music, but it was relatable to the people. Like, it was relatable to everybody who was dealing with him in that day. People in Jamaica that was going through real shit. I feel like Ye did that. Like a little bit in a modern way.
People describe his album, the Donda album, like a vibe more than like an album. It's like a whole, just a mood, right?
Right. Yeah, I feel like it's like that. It's like a spiritual thing. He on a spiritual time, man.
And look, there's
not
wrong
a hip hop.
There's nothing
album.
Wrong with that. I just wasn't ready for it. I'm not gonna lie. I just wasn't ready for it. And just to be perfectly honest, you're talking to somebody who didn't really rock with 808s either. So that's. Put that out there. So I get it. I just had to listen to it a different way. But I'm just saying that kind of opened me up to listen back, you know, to the album in its entirety. Yeah, man. You was doing your thing.
Now, listen, that was low key.
Now listen, how did you end up on the Donda album, first and foremost? Like, did you get a call, a text, a DM? Like, how does that work?
I got a call, you know. Yeah, people reached out to like damn near everybody I knew. So I woke up one day, and I was going to get in calls crazy. Bless was getting calls crazy. And he called me like, yo, yeah, he trying to reach out. Like, he wants your number. Send him your number. I'm like, hell yeah. Send him my number. He's like, yo, he's trying to get you out there to fly to Atlanta to come through. I'm like, Atlanta's kind of tricky for me. Fuck it, I'm going to go. So, but he like, yeah, he wanted to call. And then Ye was like, I said, everybody this shit. He was real polite. Politer than I thought, like, ever.
On the phone call?
Like, on the text first. Word, he's like, yo, this is Ye. May I call?
Word.
Oh, so he didn't just hit the FaceTime direct to call?
Word. Like,
ask.
This is Ye.
Yeah.
May I call you? I'm like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Like,
so I waited. I think like an hour went past. He called me. Regular phone, not FaceTime. Mm. Called me regular phone. And he was like, yo. I like to build bonds with people before I just do music with them. I'm gonna vibe with you. I'm gonna see what your head is like. Ask me about my shit that I coming up. Told him I got this shit called the Bible coming up. He was like, "Word, it's crazy," because you know he on the spiritual shit.
Yep.
So off that, it was just like everything else is history. Like, we just crazy with each other. You know what I mean? Like, I fuck with Ye.
Did you, when y'all was, so you went to Atlanta and he was at the Super.
Said me and Jay, he's like, I need you there tonight.
Really?
Me and Jet, I got it in Jet like the same night.
So,
I was gonna say, do you have plans at that point? Like, what was your plans at first? And do you automatically just cancel that, or do you say
you cancel everything you got going on? When Ye call you, you cancel like everything. most of the shit that you got going on. Because like, you got to think about it. It's like, you're doing music. It's like, what you doing it for? You trying to go big or you trying to go home? Right. I mean, so it's like, you got to put what's important in perspective. So he called me. He like, yo, it's lit. So I'm like, it's lit. I mean, I ain't like I canceled the show. And when I went, I think I was supposed to leave. What happened was I was supposed to leave like the next day. I did cancel something, right? I had a video shoot.
Oh, got it.
Video shoot. Some guy, they flew out from France.
Oh, okay.
Damn. So, but that, like, so I'm like, yo, I'm in Atlanta. Yeah. Like, yo, I need you to stay. I want you to stay. I'm like, yo, I got a video shoot. Lance, my guy, give me a second. Yeah. Boom. Talk to the people. They're like, yo, I was telling them it's important. I'm working with Yay. They like, they was tight, but because they flew from France. Then I was like, all right, it's cool. So I canceled that and stayed in Atlanta.
So you stayed in the dome?
Yeah, I stayed in the dome. I was in the dome.
Y'all had a room at the dome.
Yeah, but no, he gave me a hotel.
Oh, okay.
He put me where he put me was a bed. I could have stayed there. I never had to leave. But you know, he liked to make it comfortable. He real hot. He got hospitality.
Yeah.
So he put me in the best hotel in Atlanta.
Wow, bro.
Not me. Stayed in the dome. He really got the bed. Workout, like off the camera. We work out, chill, chop it up. Not me, eat together.
You having all these conversations before actually recording music, before doing, like you said, building the bond.
Yeah, building the bond. So even though I only did one verse, like I was there for a while. So I was like working on my verse and giving them like input on other songs, like letting them, I let him listen to my shit, like some of my shit. I'm like, because I already told him, like before I even met him, we vibe so good on the phone, I start sending them beats that I already had, right? So I'm like, yo, this is what I'm working on. I start sending them songs, like this is what I'm working on. Da-da-da, this is my beats. So we just start clicking. He like, yo, this just sound fire. Who produced it? So he was already like worrying about who produced it, my man Ozzy, right? I get to the stadium and then I play my some of my shit that's going on my album. He like, yo, who produced it? I'm like, I mean, Ozzy, the drill shit is crazy. You know, he from Chicago, and they fuck with the drill shit heavy over there.
Yeah.
So he's already fucking with the drill shit. Right, so I played it. He like, yo, fly him in.
Just like that.
Fly him in. I'm like, all right, bet. Flew him in. And then he worked with a lot of his shit on his album. He worked with a lot of shit on his album, too.
So you giving a call to the homie, what was that like? Like, yo.
Oh, he went crazy.
Hell yeah.
Ozzy was going crazy. I was losing his mind. He was like, yo, what? Yeah, he was losing his mind.
So when y'all recorded the actual song, y'all recorded at the stadium?
Yeah, we was in the stadium. Yeah, he got, you know how, I'm going to try to tell everybody how it's set up. So he got, like in the stadium, it's like coaches, head coach, locker room, or head coach, headquarters, team, whatever. It's like rooms, right?
Right.
And so he got this room set up as a studio, like four studios in there. This room is a bedroom. That's how I should have set up. And then he have a motherfucker's Bible study every day.
Word.
Really?
He do Bible study every day.
Really?
Yeah, he had a pastor come in and do Bible study. So everybody that's there, mind you, it's like 10 engineers, 10 producers. 10, everybody,
is the Bible
writers,
study mandatory? Like if you mentor, everybody miss,
stop
you
what you're
Bible
doing.
Study?
Stop what you're doing, do the Bible study.
Whoever's in the building, stop what you're doing. Kanye want you to come. And do Bible study. He got the pastor there. So he set up the chairs in a circle.
How many days was you there total?
I think, what was it, for like a week? Like 7 days?
7 days.
Yeah, seven days. We did Bible study every day.
That got to be a life-changing experience to like just to see that shit, but then also to be a part of the process too.
Yeah, that shit like a factory. He got that shit running like a factory. I'm not going to lie.
Has that changed your approach as far as how you deal with music or how you make music now?
Hell yeah. What it made me do is it made me feel like I don't need to rush.
Like, take your time.
Take my time. Make my shit. Think it out. Go back. Check on it. Change shit. Like that's his type of vibe. You know, he really into it. Like he like a genius.
That's crazy. That's fire, bro.
He think of everything. Like he got everything. coming from his mind.
What do you think the biggest misconception is? Because obviously, as fans, as people that spectate on it, as critiques, you know, critics of the culture or whatever, we look at it as one way. You know what I'm saying? As far as viewing the album and the process, the antics or whatever. But from being inside and kind of seeing the whole process, what do you feel like the biggest misconception about this whole experience has been for you?
Misconception about it. I feel like the misconception is that he was doing it because he was for publicity or something like that. I feel like he wasn't doing it for publicity. One, two. When shit was certain, like I see how like a picture of him in a jacket to get leaked, right?
Yeah.
He was really tight about that shit. Like, well, whoever was leaking that shit, it's not like he was doing that shit for publicity. He was really tight
really
about,
mad
that.
About that.
Unless it was on his page. Like when random shit was happening, it was a picture of him in the stadium backstage. He was telling everybody, don't post, don't do nothing. Niggas was really, because there's so many people in there.
Right.
They was really posting that shit. So he was really like, God damn, like we gotta find out who's leaking this shit. So yeah, then he teamed so strong. He know the person who post the leaks, he'll hit up the person and contact the person and find out where the picture really came from.
Wow.
He'll fire like 20 people at a time. Nah, word.
That's crazy.
There's that many people that he'll fire 20 people at a time and you ain't even realize they gone.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people there.
What was that? They ain't showed the so Bible stuff.
I don't, his shit not publicity. Like he was like, he real deal.
That's
he was trying to take care of business. You know what I mean?
Now, I want to talk about the music real quick. I got an unpopular opinion.
Okay. All right.
And you tell me what you think about this unpopular opinion.
Right.
I think Weddy is better than Big Drip.
Weddy?
Yeah.
Weddy my favorite song.
Yeah, it's better than Big Drip. Like I got some heat for that when I said that publicly. You know what I'm saying?
People
thought I was crazy.
Nah, Weddy my favorite. It's two different vibes. You gotta know it's two different vibes. On Weddy, I'm on my low tone.
I like Weddy though. Like I even like the video is fire.
It's more thought out. It's more mature. Big Drip, I feel like I'm a little more not sober.
Yeah, Big Drip, I feel like it's just
turned up.
Like
party.
It sound like it's some turned up.
It ain't just though, but it ain't not just But
he's like, no, nigga.
Right.
It ain't that either. But
it's just, it is like as a party. It's two different vibes. I mean, it depends on the person. I mean, it's two different vibes. Like. I mean, some girls like Big Drip, some girls like Weddy, some girls want to suck on a lit dick.
But so yours would be Weddy though too, right? So
I'm not wrong. My favorite song is Weddy.
Okay, bet.
Not gonna care. All
right, so I'm not wrong.
My favorite song. Not too unpopular.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know how it was going to react to that.
Right.
Because the fans didn't fuck with that opinion. Yeah, they didn't like that.
My favorite song is Weddy. I ain't gonna care.
Yo, so talk about your fans, man. I seen two things. One, how dedicated your fans are, but then how playful you are with your fans as well. See, a fan actually recently wait 3 hours just to get an autograph from you.
Yeah. I ain't gonna front. I that shit be hitting the heart type shit. So when I be seeing people do that, I be like, damn, I gotta show them back love. I got it because I'm a real person. You know what I mean?
Why is that important for you though? What?
To show them back love?
Yeah, because a lot of times some people wouldn't take that time to go say what's up to that fan. They'd be like, oh,
hell
man,
no.
Our flight got canceled or it's delayed. We got to be on our shit.
Yeah, even when it's like, yo, we got to go. Like, can I get a picture? I'd be like, all right, let's take this picture. You know what I mean? Because this shit bigger than me. And you know what I mean? This shit that's bigger than me. I don't think about it for myself. I know why I'm here for another reason. So I'm just a worker.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? For God, and I just take care of business, and I just make sure I make everybody happy too.
I like that.
You know what I mean?
I got to get to the jokes though. There was another one of your boys that looked like Roddy Ricch.
Yeah.
Did she figure it out after you?
Nah, we
this?
Never told her.
Never told?
We never told her. We never told her he wasn't Roddy Ricch.
Are you serious?
Nah, we never told her.
That's fucked up.
I personally wasn't there.
Yeah.
Cause I left. I don't know what happened after that.
That's bullshit.
But I told him,
that's cap. Look the way he grinned.
I said, listen, this is Roddy Ricch. I gotta go.
I gotta have him.
See how you gonna feel about him? I mean,
you stupid. another one of my joints. Ambition.
Oh, I love that one.
Oh, Ambition. With CJ.
With TJ.
Oh, you got the same type of likes and style of music.
Yeah,
you got the same type of
bro. That's
one of my top shits too.
That shit fire, bro.
And that's my dog, TJ, my dog.
I wanted to bring that up because I know y'all was on the freshman cover together. Congrats on that, too, by the way. Yeah, that class was actually kind of fire. Yeah, if you think about it, hold on.
I think that was one of the better ones in the last couple years.
Jack Harlow. That freshman cover been having a run, big, right? Harlow, TJ, Keem, who else? 24K. He went number one.
Yeah, he went number one for like
Lotto.
How many weeks he was in Lotto?
Lotto, Rod Wave.
Like 30 weeks.
Damn.
Rod Wave and then Chopper and Cowboy.
That's not bad.
And Polo.
Not bad at all.
Bro, look, that run, that's a fire-ass class to be in,
and
bro.
And I fuck with most of them. I fuck with most of them niggas on that shit. Like,
right.
I really fuck with them.
You got you got music with damn near half of those people on there. Me
for like 3 hours. I'm about to answer it.
What you mean?
I got a private call, but calling for like 3 hours. No cap. Like, I don't know who this is.
Nah, don't answer that shit.
I answered that bitch on air.
Answer it.
See what it is. Look, this shit is crazy. Look.
You owe some.
Private call. Shit. That shit is crazy. It's going crazy.
You owe child support?
That's what be happening?
Hell yeah.
Where they calling for that
private. They be calling like that.
They come from a private number.
Private number?
Let's pick it up. See what they're saying.
Or it might be a girl you pissed off or something.
I don't be pissing off girls.
No, but I really want to give you a props for this freshman. If they call back, we'll answer. But this freshman cover, bro, this class was actually really good. You know what I'm saying? Like, you in good company.
Yeah.
And you got records with most of the people on there. Did your relationship with TJ, because that Ambition record is fire, but did your relationship with TJ predate the freshman cover?
I've been fucking with TJ before I was signed.
Right.
Like, he was one of the people that was, like, supporting my shit, like, to the label, like, telling, like, hey, no, I was at Columbia, like, yo, fuck with son, like, sign, firewood, da-da-da. You know what I mean? So... Then we just caught a vibe. Fuck with him. Like, I really fuck with him. Like, yeah. I just talked to him.
You, TJ, I feel like you, TJ, Polo, y'all got y'all chemistry is good.
Oh, hell yeah. And you fuck with Polo too. We all on the same time.
Y'all got enough music to do like maybe a joint project? You, TJ, maybe you, Polo?
Nah.
Not enough.
We got to get some more shit in.
Okay.
Me and TJ got some more shit, but... We gotta get some more shit.
You know, like, people are doing those collab albums. Is there anybody that you would see yourself doing a collab album with?
Me, my shit had to be, see, I would have to do some Best of Both Worlds type of album, like when Hove did the R. Kelly shit. Yeah. We had to sing it, Best of Both Worlds. I gotta do something like that.
I wouldn't
do another, like, drill rap, like, I wouldn't do that. I would go to a whole nother lane and combine the worlds and make it crazy.
Who would you do it with?
Call my man Roddy Rich.
Okay.
Ooh. Go crazy. Me and Roddy go crazy.
I'm not mad at that.
With your homie. You know what I'm saying? Your homie look like Roddy already.
I just had him in the video. Yeah.
Just up
Roddy didn't want to come to the video. I just called gang. But I fuck with Roddy though. I fuck with Roddy Rich though.
That's what's up. Y'all had a chance to get in?
Yeah, we got some shit in.
Okay. How many?
We got some shit on his project. But I want to get some shit on my project.
When is that, by the way?
I fuck with him. Before this year's over, soon as hell.
Can you give us a date?
Hell yeah, like around November.
Before Thanksgiving.
November-ish.
There we go.
We have it before Thanksgiving.
Around Thanksgiving.
You got a name?
I got you. The Bible.
The Bible? Yeah. Okay.
The Bible.
Now, here's the thing. This is the thing.
Yeah.
If for whatever reason, okay, you about to drop your shit and Ye hit you again. You're like, look, whatever you doing, I need you to stop.
Donda,
I'm working on this other shit. I need you to come through. Do you stop? You said you stopped whatever.
I stopped whatever.
So would you about to drop the Bible though? Do you stop that and then go fuck?
I mean, well, Ye, I don't think Ye do it. Ye was a respectable person.
No, I'm not saying it. He don't know. He don't know.
He'll hit you. He say, hey, can you talk?
He's producing my album.
He'll say, can you talk?
Ye's producing your album.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Ben.
He producing my shit. He say he got some shit. We in text messages right now. He said he want to produce the shit. He want to go crazy, advance me money. Know what I mean, like for the production of it.
Okay.
Yeah, we talking big money, man.
I can't wait to hear what that's gonna sound like.
That nigga ain't no joke. That nigga, that's big money. Yeah.
Do you feel it's possible to have like real friends in the industry?
Hell yeah.
Cause I mean, you often hear there's no friends in the industry. You are not even that.
My shit is like this, right? For me, if people in the industry is your peers, right? So you can only be friends with your peers. The people that's not your peers, like it's harder to be friends with the people that you've been friends with when you changing and growing and know what I mean? So I feel like it's better, easier to have friends like that, that's your peers. Because them other motherfuckers that don't understand the life and don't really get it, it's like hard to explain. They're not here every day. They don't get it. Like,
that's got to be tough, though. People that you come up with, they're rooting for you. You get the success, and then the relationship changes.
Right, because you grow. Like, when you mm-hmm. grow and you expect different, you move different,
mm-hmm.
they still look at you as
the same old.
You different, though. I am different. I mean, you different now. So it's like, I'm different. I move different. I'm smarter. I ain't doing the same mistakes. I ain't just chilling in the house smoking weed all day. I'm not just going to the store chilling in front of the building. It's bored in the house. Let me go chill in front of the building. See who in front of. I'm not doing that. I really work every day. I got something to do every day. So, the conversations I used to have, I used to sit on the phone all day, talk about nothing. Yeah, gang, what you doing? Nothing. I don't do that no more. I can't do it. Like, and when, niggas feel like you changing and acting crazy. Like,
when did that click for you?
Soon as I started working, like soon as this shit started happening every day, like I went to LA. I think the first time I went to LA to perform, first time I came out here, I was with Diddy, Justin, yeah. Combs, and them. Yeah. Fuck with, those my guys for me. And we was out there, and after that I came back to New York and shit, and then shit just started rolling. Like, I started getting cold in Columbia, this and that. Where there was like labels going viral. So once that started happening, I started working every day, and I started to not be in the hood every day and not want to be around this. And then my free time probably want to chill with, spend it with the kids. Or
now I remember you saying, and I'm gonna quote you, and you said, you don't have no time for nothing. You work all day. I don't have no time to have problems with anybody. I got family and I got kids that I can get that time to.
That's a fact.
Now I respected that a lot, because a lot of people lose sight of that. When somebody engaged them online, they get into the little bullshit, the mm-hmm. trolling, the beefing, or whatever the case may be. But I like your stance on it, like, I don't have time for that no more.
So I look
but
at
that
it,
come with growth.
I look at it like this, right? If you make time for it, you're gonna. So look, boom. In life, you be here, right? And then the people you be around, either they be here or here. But whatever happens, like if there's people you be around or the people you arguing with, like whatever happens, right? Y'all gonna equal out. So either they gonna come up or you gonna go down. Mm-hmm. But somehow y'all gonna equal out. So, cause y'all gonna become one. Cause yeah. you talking about them, you making them relevant, they making you relevant, y'all gonna equal out. So it's like, it don't make no sense to me coming at or talking about or mentioning nobody that's beneath me.
How do you manage to stay out of the shit? Because I remember you being on, you was on, was it, Dark Lane Dip, Dark?
Yeah.
How do you say that shit?
Demos.
Dark Lane Demos.
Say it again.
Dark Lane Demos.
I always fuck that up. Dark Lane Demos. Why would you name your album that in the first? Anyway.
It's like, I think it was a mixtape.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's a mixtape. I'm just saying, why would you? Anyway. But you was on that project.
It's crazy.
I'm just saying, like, don't do that. Like, some people have speech impediments.
Yeah. So,
but you was on that project.
Right.
That was actually early, too.
Yeah,
that was years ago.
Yeah, shout out Drake.
You was on Drake shit, and then you was on Kanye shit, and then you also, like, I see you, like, you don't really, I noticed that you were able to maneuver between all of the bullshit that be going on.
Hell
and
yeah.
you don't, like, get involved. You stay pretty much out
hell
of it.
Yeah.
How do you do that? Like, do you think
shit.
About it?
Hell no. I don't even pay no mind, because I really, in reality, I don't pay no mind. Like, I was never, like, even before, like, the fame and shit, I was never one of those internet niggas who, like, be watching, like, the celebrity beefs. And I'm not into that. Like, I'm not really into that. So right now, it's, like, natural for me to not care or not be into it. Like, so I could meet you, right? And then I meet him. I know y'all, whatever, even if it's separate. And then y'all go through what y'all go through. It's like, I don't know the history of nothing, so whatever. So yeah, I could probably be friends again one day. I don't know. I don't care. We do together. Ain't nobody die. Ain't nobody. I don't know. I'm chilling.
Yeah.
I got my own problems. I got
when you
niggas
choose the size like that.
I got my own problems.
Facts. Facts.
So we got to talk about Nas's album too, man. King's Disease.
King's Disease. Yep.
Did that Grammy come in the mail yet? Or what's up
shit.
With that?
Shit, I'm still waiting for that shit. We got to talk to Ciara.
Congratulations on that, because I know
yeah.
you tweeted out like, "Yo, man, does that mean I'm getting one?" You were literally curious about it, and the fact that he won. So
I do get one, right?
Yeah.
That's like, what the jury's still out on that.
Yeah.
Right. I think you get a certificate. You don't get a Grammy, you get like a certificate.
Bro.
I still hang that bitch up. I don't care.
Hell yeah, I would too.
Snap that.
I got my little wall in the crib. I mean,
how's 5 year foreign as a father though? Like, what's
some
dad advice?
I'm spending mad times with the kid. I'm taking. See, ever since I came home, I've been trying to work out and shit. My daughter, she like 4 now.
Oh man,
she's trying to go to exercise with me. I'm trying to teach her how to work out a little bit with me. She like working out. But I'm extra because. My girl, she take care of the kids a lot. So I be feeling for it too. Like, yeah, I'm out all the time. Take care of the kids. Every time I'm there, I try to do what I gotta do for the kids. I try to be a good nigga, know what I mean?
What advice or dad advice would you give to other fathers out there that's in a similar situation that you are, that may not get that time all the time, but that they are present in the sense of like, they want to be there for their kids?
Yeah, shit, make time. If you want to be there. Ain't no nothing to talk about.
All right, so
I do want to give you a props. Every man of color that come up here that really take pride in fatherhood, I give him their props. Because, you know, that narrative is always like,
facts.
Niggas is deadbeat dads and we don't show up.
Niggas is deadbeat dads because of the female. And it be like shit going on with the female. They be weird. They be controlling. They be starting problems. Like, a nigga ain't really going too crazy, like trying to start problems. It be the females using the kids as tools and like in weapons. Cause they use the kids as the weapon. Like,
no, I've seen that before.
You don't fuck with me. Oh, nah, you ain't seen your daughter.
Hey, you know what's
I'm taking
funny.
Her.
What's crazy?
You be like, man, fuck this whole shit.
You got some baby mamas that's probably in the comments right now, like probably lighting your ass up. Like they like, how dare you say it's all about us?
Well, yeah. I
get what you say.
Yeah, I know
some niggas,
the same
some
shit
niggas
too.
Be fucking up too. Some niggas be fucking up, but the niggas that do be wanting to beat it. And then to the females, because I don't know. I'm just talking about my situation.
Got you.
Like, niggas that do be wanting to be there, and then, like, some type of, like, salty, petty baby mothers, they be trying to, like they in their mind, it's like a battle. Like I don't know my baby mother, right? So recently, right, I bought all matching drip. I got 3 kids, but one is from another baby mother. So
you bought all
matching drip, like, Dolce and Gabbana, 2 dresses and then 1 for the son. So I'll take a picture, right? So I call my baby mom, like, yo, so my daughter come over. She 9, my oldest. And she comes over, but she got her hair done. She just got her hair done, I think, the day before she came over. But my plan was my plan. So I was trying to get both of their hair done together, like, because my daughter's 4, my daughter 9, I'm trying to get their hair done the same style. So I'm like, I got the hairstylist over. She doing everybody's hair. So I'm like, yo, I'm trying to get Brielle hair done. My older daughter's. My mother going crazy. Like, nah, she just got her hair done.
Yeah. Oh, she just got it done and you don't want to redo it.
I'm like, so who cares if she got it? I mean, I'm trying to get it done. You know what I mean? So as I'm doing that, I'm like, yo, so you know how parents is. I call her. I'm on my way home right now. You better get your hair done. She texts her mother. She's texting me crazy.
Daddy tripping.
She shot hit me with the, I see you in court.
Oh,
damn,
shit.
Child support. I'm talking about off the hairstyle. So I'm like, that's when I feel like that's when fathers be like, yo, listen, man.
It gets weaponized.
Like,
because
it's a weapon now, because it's not that serious. I'm just trying to do it. Like, I guess you did it. I'm trying to take pictures and go viral. That's what niggas do. Like,
playing devil's advocate. Playing devil's advocate, right? If you know that's her style, is a different hairstyle worth the argument?
It's not, so I never got it done. So
yeah, just let that shit go.
But it ruined my plans.
I got you.
So I was like, damn.
You had a vision.
I had a vision. Like,
I'm the Bible, and you trying to call it the Quran.
Right. I'm an artist.
Let me create my art.
Right. I'm an art. I really do it. So that's when it become like, fuck this shit. You know what? Fuck this shit. I holler at her later.
Damn.
Because it's too much. It's too much of a hassle. You know what I mean? Start going crazy on me.
But salute to you. From the fatherhood, for sure. It's at least attempting, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I do want to talk about story time.
Oh, that's move everybody.
Yes. Bro,
that just dropped.
Bro, story time, that's exceptional, bro.
That's
and I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to keep it real because we was together yesterday.
Yes, my guy. It's my DJ.
I didn't think I was going to fuck with it. When it first dropped, because I'm like, story time, because I'm looking like, I don't want to hear this nigga tell him no story. Like, deep introspective shit, but I'm watching the video, like, and it made sense. And it, like, I'm waiting for the hook, but it ain't coming. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh, like it's really like a whole story.
And that was it.
And it was like, is that based on a
true story? Yeah, it was based on a true story. So, I got locked up recently, came home. But I met a few, like, you know, you meet some real niggas, you meet a couple cornballs, but you come out with experiences. And that's how most of my songs is, from Big Drip to Weddy. All my songs are basically shit that happened at that moment in my life. Like, mm-hmm. for me, so I might make a song about bitches, Weddy. I might make a Turn Up, Big Drip. I might make a Story Time. I might make a Speech to the Hood song, like whatever. So that it just be whatever it is at the time. So at that time, that's how my mood was. I made a couple songs. I made a song like that.
Got you. And then I also saw you Give It Up. You posted Nip. For, I think it was Nip's birthday.
Oh hell yeah! I still got that on my page.
Yeah, that's yeah. Day. Well, did you have a relationship with bro?
Like, I never met him.
Okay.
I never met him, but I've been fuck with him. I've been watching him, and I've been trying to, like, even when he was alive though. I was learning from his little interviews. I was watching him. He always dropping jewels and shit. That's why I be trying to drop my jewels and shit. Make sure, like, because I know people be trying to learn and trying to get this shit right. That's so I be trying to say my shit.
And you saying it's bigger than you, man. The Bible, is there an underlying meaning? Does it stand for something, or is it just kind of like where it meets the surface?
Yeah, so like, I always tell you by this, right? So the Bible is right. Bible is basically stories, right? Because everybody be always saying like, yo, some people don't believe in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Some people believe in this. Some people think it's like made up, fake, right? So I always tell them this. The Bible, to me, is not something that you're supposed to believe in. It's like when your grandmother and them tell you old stories and you're just listening to learn. Yeah. So the Bible is a whole bunch of books or stories or whatever that you just supposed to read, put it towards what's going on in your life, and learn from that, like whatever's happening. Like whatever, every story in the Bible, that's what it's for. Is to put it towards the modern day. Like, so it's not about if it's true or fake. It's like stories, like whatever. Cool. Boom. So I feel like my album is something like that. Like it's like the Bible. Like gotcha. It's a modern day Bible. In our language, my peers, my people that's my generation, like they understand that what we going through, because I'm going to speak about everything you're going to kind of understand.
Is there anything that's off limits when it comes to not just this album, but just in music in general for you? It's like, nah, I'm not going to touch that just yet. Because
I'm on everything.
Got it.
I'm on everything. I got songs with niggas from France, Italy. I got Jamaican shit. I got Russian shit. I got all that shit. That shit going viral. I fuck with London. I fuck with UK. That shit viral. I don't care. I'm outside.
Hey, well, real quick, I'm curious. What's the relationship with Mace? What's your relationship with him?
Oh, I'm signed to Mace.
That okay, really? But I
had no idea.
He signed me before I got signed. He signed me like 2 years before I got signed.
Cause did you already have a relationship with him or like?
Nah, I was always lit in the hood.
Got you.
So. Mace knew a couple people, and a couple people was coming to Mace like, yo, this nigga's lit. Had a song called Blicky in the Box and shit. And before my shit ain't have a million views or nothing, so I ain't know nothing.
Yeah.
Signed me. He like, yo, bro, take me to a restaurant. I'm like, oh shit, I'm in front of Mace.
Legend.
Signed me, $5,000.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Damn. So now thinking back, obviously you would have probably did things a little different, but
hell yeah, I'm sure lawyer. I ain't have no lawyer, nothing.
Oh shit.
He gave me the paper. He said, yo, Sam got you. He said, hey, look, who you want a song with? I said, I like G Herbo.
I want G. I want her on my shit. Hell yeah. No, I want to salute to you too for working. Not only with New York, because obviously New York has a drill sound too, but your relationship with the Chicago scene too. I know you was on King Von's album.
Oh yeah,
I
don't live King Von. I fuck with Von.
Did y'all have any more music together?
Yeah, hell yeah, we got some more shit. I got some shit about to drop on his album.
That's what's up.
It's gonna be viral fire.
That's what's up.
Fire. Got that energy.
What about Pop? Same thing. I know y'all.
Me and Pop, we was close. That's dog. That's family. Shit.
Yeah.
You know, the industry people, don't really more so understand about like real, because we come from the same shit,
facts.
Same place.
Yeah.
So our relationship is different than anything in the industry. So they didn't understand shit that was going on. So we wouldn't look as close, but that's my dog.
Yeah, no, I know. We had him up here a couple times. Okay, so we do this thing, I'm gonna let you go. But we do this thing We have our listeners call in and bet on you to win prizes.
Yeah.
Right? So I have elementary school questions that I'm going to ask you. And based on your answers, we'll determine if our listeners get tickets. They're going to bet on you, like whether you got it right or wrong. And then if you get it right, if they guess that you got it right, then they win the tickets. Or if they're wrong, they win the tickets. You feel me?
You look like so, you're trying to answer something right now. You didn't even ask a question.
I ain't going to front. I don't get nothing wrong.
Okay. Let's do it. All right.
It's, so, question, it's questions. I got to answer.
Yep. Okay. Now, look. This is called the homegrown head scratcher. Now, listen. You have to guess.
What?
It's a head scratcher. You have to guess even if you don't know the answer.
All right.
So that way to give them a chance to win. You feel me?
All right, let's do it. All
right, you ready?
Goodbye.
All right, you say you're not going to get nothing wrong.
I don't do wrong. I don't do it.
All right, so you from New York.
Right.
The Statue of Liberty was a gift from what country?
France.
Okay, good. That's good.
Come on.
He said, come on.
How many syllables are in Fabio Foreign?
You got to do the fingers real quick.
Oh, Lord, you know. Five.
All right.
He plays with us.
All right. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin were the first two men in the entire world to do what?
Neil Armstrong?
And Buzz Aldrin were the first two men in the entire world to do what? Nah.
To run. Where they with Neil. Who?
Okay.
Neil Armstrong?
Neil, I'm going to read
those
it again.
Those is runners, right?
No. Guess again.
Yeah, all right. They was first person to go to the moon.
All right. Cool. That wasn't your first guess, though.
Oh, no.
All right, last one.
Hey, man.
Last
right
one. Here. And don't look over there.
All right, right here.
All right, right here.
I ain't going to cheat.
All right. What species can live on both water and land?
What animal?
No.
Species.
What species can live both on water, in water, and on land?
A couple species could.
What species? They're called something, though.
I'm talking about a couple species could.
But they're called something.
Name them.
Oh, I'm going to name them. Okay, I'm going to name a couple.
Don't name them. What are they called all together?
Reptiles could do it.
No.
Mammals could do it. Yes, reptiles can.
Okay.
I seen an alligator. What you mean?
There's a group and they're called what?
Species. It's a reptile species and a mammal species.
I love it, dog.
Okay.
I love it.
All right, so that's your guess.
Yo.
You don't know the answer?
Listen, man.
He said, I don't get nothing wrong. Shit.
You said you didn't get nothing wrong.
I ain't get it wrong.
You did get it wrong.
I'm not wrong.
You actually got it wrong.
Oh, what's the answer?
Amphibians. That's what they're called, amphibians. Where they
so what's coexist. A reptile?
A reptile?
Is an alligator a reptile?
Yes.
Can an alligator live on land and water?
In theory. Theoretically speaking.
Is a sea lion a mammal?
Yes.
Can a sea lion live on water and land?
They need water, though.
And land.
Yeah, but they need water.
Okay.
Amphibian can do both, either or.
It's like a snake.
In theory.
All right. In theory. So this is not like a real question.
No, this is a real question. The shit you asked me is in theory.
All right.
This question was a real question.
Yo, all right. Fabio, man, the year can't end without you doing what? I mean, I know you want to drop the album for sure. You told us it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving around that time. But other than that, this is where you manifest. This is where the things that, you know, could be music, could not be music, could be some personal shit. But the year can't end without Fabio Foreign doing what?
That was good camera work.
that was good.
That was good. This dude is crazy.
Oh. The year can't end without me doing movies.
Movies. I like that.
I got to act. I got a series coming up. I'm not doing a series. I can't tell you yet.
Don't lie. You going to be in the new Power?
No. I'm not going to be in Power. But I got another series.
Fuck with 50, though.
But I'm not going to be in Power.
You're not going to be in the new Power. So I didn't hear that you was going to be in the new Power.
I think you heard it.
What about, okay, maybe it was a show on BMF?
I can't tell you what I'm going to be in. But I'm going to pop
it's
out.
It's some shit on Stars you finna be in,
it's
right?
It's some shit I'm about to be in. I'm about to be in. He trying to get all
damn,
the scoops.
Man.
I'm gonna be in that bitch going crazy, acting my ass off.
Yo. All right, I like that. I can see you doing that though.
Yo, they try to give me a role right before I got locked up. They're gonna get King Von the role. King Von had died. I was gonna be like a rapper with blonde dreads in jail. That was like on, like an ex rapper, right? That was off of like some type of drugs. He was like a crackhead rapper. They tried to make me be like a crackhead rapper.
What?
In jail? Like. I forgot what show it was, but some, like the main character walks into jail and meets me. And I was like,
and you were just wild.
Crackhead in jail.
With blonde dreads.
Dope, like leaning off. I ain't take it.
Oh, yeah, I would assume not.
It's too crazy.
Yeah, I feel you.
So, we're going to see you on the big screen.
Hell yeah. I'm going to fuck with that shit.
Man.
Anything, once I start acting, I'm going to stop rapping. It's
you
over.
Not, you're not going to stop.
Don't do the retirement.
Cool J did it.
Listen, bro.
It don't work.
Listen to me, bro. Just hear me out. Yeah. And Bless is in the room. Do not do the fake retirement shit. Like, oh, I'm retiring. And then you come back. Bro, don't just don't put out an album. You know what I'm saying?
Don't make an announcement.
Don't make an announcement.
You're going to be gone,
because then, now we got to go on the air and flame you. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, son retired.
Yeah. Like came back. Logic left and came back. Fuck all that. Don't do it. Exactly. Damn. Anyway, go ahead.
Shit, that's a clip. Is there anything you want to talk to the people about? Anything that we didn't mention? Anything you want to talk to your fans about that we haven't mentioned in the interview as of yet?
Oh, man, you know, I just wanted to, I like the way he do the camera. Yeah. Listen, man, go viral. Have fun with this shit. This shit is all about fun. Don't go too hard with this shit. You know what I mean? Just don't stress yourself out. Don't kill yourself. Have fun. Just
the Bible coming before Thanksgiving.
Bible coming before Thanksgiving.
Yo, man.
Jesus coming on December 25th.
Say that again.
Jesus be here on December 25th.
You think Jesus will really come back?
Hell yeah, he coming back.
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
I don't know, bro. This shit fucked up. Like, if he walked in right now, would you even believe him?
Hell yeah.
What he got to do for you to believe him?
Nothing. If somebody walk, let me say something. Look,
it's a dude on Santa Monica Boulevard right now.
If he say he, let me say something.
Plot twist. What if it's Kanye
somebody
West?
Walk in here?
Bruh.
What if Kanye West is Jesus?
If Kanye West busts out and say he Jesus, I'm gonna believe. See, let me tell you something about Jesus, right? Let me tell you something about Jesus, right?
Nobody. I don't think Jesus will wear a shirt that says Jesus on it. Jesus
was telling the people he was Jesus. And nobody believed him. Back in the day,
Anybody.
So right now, if somebody walk in this bitch,
nobody gonna believe it.
And they say I'm Jesus, and
I wouldn't believe him.
I'm Jesus. Yeah. Watch this, boom, cripple start walking again. Boom, walk on water. You better believe that, nigga.
No, I would believe that, but those are tangibles. I could see that.
But this is what Jesus did.
But if he, that's true. But
he started healing shit.
But I'm just saying, if somebody just on Santa Monica Boulevard, I'm not fucking with that nigga. I'm out of there.
I be believing niggas, man. I ain't got time. Nigga tell me he Jesus, I'm believing my hallelujah.
All right,
that's it.
I ain't got time.
Yo, you can't just believe.
You better believe.
Guess what?
Guess what? Walking down the street in Tribeca.
When I'm the only nigga that believed him, and I'm the only nigga in heaven, I ain't gonna be too mad.
All right, let him live. Let him live.
I'm be good in heaven.
I'm just saying.
I don't like nobody. I like to be in heaven. Dolly anyway.
If a nigga walk in right now and say he Jesus, you gonna off top believe him?
If a nigga walk in here right now
with no credentials,
listen.
I mean, you ain't seen him turn water into wine.
Crazy enough. If somebody say they Jesus, I'm believing them.
All right.
Let him
live.
I'm just going to believe
him. You will be in Tribeca somewhere, walking down the street.
And they're going
to
say he Jesus.
And a nigga going to walk right up to you and tell you he Jesus. Watch.
Hey, I'm going
to
keep him with me forever.
Okay.
Hey, what up?
I'm going to say, yo, you stay with me.
DJ. I seen that homegrown interview. Jesus back there lit.
Moving to my crib, he good.
I see that homegrown interview is me.
Yeah.
Hey, why didn't you give me that feature?
Bro, anyway.
Yo, we appreciate you coming on through, man, hanging out with us, man. 5-Yo Foreman, Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head.
DJ Head.